The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
More and more parents are turning to apps, smartphone apps, to keep an eye on their children. It's no longer a case of simply checking in to see what they might be looking at on their phones during their screen time. With GPS trackers, you can locate them at all times when they're not in your company. So, is this a safe way of keeping your children out of danger while also giving them the freedom to explore life independently? Or is it a step too far, surveillance on your kids? The owner of consultancy firm The Parenting Experts, Laura Erskine, is on the line, and clinical psychologist Dr. Marley Coyne, also on the line. Good morning to you both. Laura, first of all, you are a fan of this. You utilise the technology yourself.
I do, on a daily basis. As a parent of three children, I have two children who are attending primary school, but I'm also a working parent. So I wouldn't be able to continue to keep the balance and the juggle going of being a working parent without this wearable technology. For example, we've got to organise their school pickups. I need to meet them at agreed locations on the way to and after school. And without this wearable technology, I wouldn't feel safe letting my children take the short walk from the agreed drop-off locations and pick-up locations to the actual school ground.
Okay, so a short walk, how short is short?
You're talking about 500 metres, but, you know, as in, we're all, I suppose, more conscious than ever before of the risks that are out there to children. So knowing that I can track their location as they're walking to and from school to the agreed drop-off and pick-up locations gives me peace of mind, but it also gives my children peace of mind.
Now,
SOS functionality on the watch too.
Do they have to actually cross any main thoroughfares in that 500 metre walk?
There is one pedestrian light for my son, but for my daughter, there are small roads which have lollipop ladies. So thankfully, I have peace of mind there that she's crossing safely.
Okay, now talk to me about the technology that you actually employ. Do they have phones in their pockets or what?
So they use a GPS tracking two-way device or two-way calling device watch phones. That also have an SOS functionality. So that, I suppose it's like something from Back to the Future that we would have seen as children, where you can actually use the phone, talk to the wristwatch if you need to make a call.
Yeah. So is there a SIM card in each of the watches?
There is indeed. And the SIM card is actually a Spanish SIM card. So it means that this technology is useful for when we're traveling abroad on holidays. We can still track their location, and we can still make and receive calls using the phone.
Okay, now, what do you have? Do you use a mobile phone then to keep in touch with their wristwatches?
Absolutely. So I've got a smartphone, and on that phone there is an app where I'm able to track their location. I'm also able to send them messages, voicemails to the phone. So for example, if they were in school and I didn't want to disturb them in class, but I wanted to leave a message that they would pick up when class was over, I can do that using the app on my phone. And it allows me to leave messages that perhaps maybe I'm running 15 minutes late, or I have an appointment, or there's a change in who's collecting them from the pickup location. And all of this allows me to, I suppose, give them independence, but also manage our, I suppose, busy family dynamic. And then the fact that if there is ever any difficulty, for example, my son James, he has a medical condition that might require him to seek urgent assistance. And if he presses a button on the watch three times on the side of the watch, it gives me an SOS alert that he needs help. And it also alerts the principal of the school too. So that's a very useful device. And I know that lots of parents with children who have epilepsy use this device too.
Can you actually talk to them? You know, they lift their wristwatch to their mouth and chat away with you, or what?
Absolutely, that's exactly how it works. So it's two-way voice calling, the 16 preset numbers, which you control through the app, and it allows them only to send and receive calls from those numbers. And exactly that, there's a speaker on the watch, they listen and talk to the watch, and that's how it works. It also allows me, not just for the school pickup, but it allows me to have peace of mind when we go to big parks, For example, if we were in Tato Park or when we're travelling abroad to European family campsites, that I'm allowed to give them a little bit of freedom because I know and I can see where their location is, but also peace of mind that I'm not going to lose them in those circumstances. And actually, I'm working with a parenting community, Baby Doc Club, which are a pregnancy and to toddler parenting community on social media. And we ran a poll last night with over 600 parents who responded asking, would they use a GPS wrist tracking device on their toddler when traveling abroad in order to keep them safe? And I suppose we've all heard of those horror stories of losing a child when abroad and nobody knows how to track them on busy beaches when children wander off. And a huge number of parents, 89% of the Baby Doc Club parents, said that they would employ this technology on their toddler.
I mean, people think of the nightmare of Maddie McCann and her poor parents and what they went through and are still going through. But of course, if you're about the business of child abduction, you abduct the child, you see the watch, and you throw it in the nearest bin. That's the truth.
Yes, that probably is the truth of it. If they're savvy enough to know that these watches have the GPS locators. But I suppose it's outside of an abduction situation, there are, and I'd nearly go so far, I'm sure lots of parents thought about, you know, tracking children using the devices that you use on dogs after that tragic incident for Maddie McCann. But using these wristwatches, I suppose, is the next best thing in terms of being able to track their movements. And you think of busy beaches and how children wander off, they get talking to friends, they don't realise how far they've gone and you can't see them. This device allows you to track them anywhere in Europe.
Is it waterproof?
It is indeed. It's waterproof up to 50 metres,
okay.
This particular watch. And it's only, there's a cost attached to it of €10 a month for the SIM card. And then the initial purchase price is just €79.
All right. The kids themselves, I don't know whether they're at an age when they might be getting a little bit stroppy about being monitored. Any resistance from them so far?
Not so far. My eldest is almost 11 and he still thinks that having his watch is really cool. I imagine that when he heads into the teen years that he's not going to want to wear the watch and he will be looking for a smartphone perhaps as he enters secondary school. At that point, though, I will be a parent who employs GPS tracking technology apps on the phone. Of course, as he gets older and more savvy and is looking to push boundaries or indeed test boundaries, he may forget the phone when he's looking to move outside of agreed locations. And that's an issue that will have to be discussed at length. Having a smartphone and being allowed to do things independently comes with a level of responsibility. And if he can't be responsible enough to remember his phone, then he won't be allowed to do those things. I mean, we all remember what it was like when you were allowed to play out late until it gets dark, or indeed going to school discos in the secondary school years. And you just want, what sort of temptations are out there. It might not even be your own child. It could be the peer pressures of others to wander off, go somewhere different to what has been agreed. And
okay.
I suppose with this technology, we have a little bit of peace of mind.
Okay, so this is how you operate. I wanted to get the detail of what's involved exactly and the costs and so on. So, Laura, that was very good. We know now what happens for people who make the same decision as you do. Clinical psychologist Dr. Mally Coyne, what do you think?
What do I think? I was asked to write my contribution for Yvonne Hogan's article in the Irish Independent on this, and initially I wasn't sure, and then I just started reading around it. And I also know what my values are as a parent, and I'm not at all kind of putting down anybody, any other parent's kind of choice to do that for themselves. But I'm just really wondering, what message are we actually sending out to children by tracking their location at every single point? And I know Laura kind of mentions about how it's useful in certain situations, like if a child is sick and if a child goes on holidays or a toddler runs off. But I just kind of think, when is it actually going to stop? You know, when will it stop? If you start using these devices, at what point, you know, will you stop using them? When they're a teenager, when they're older? And I just think children learn, as a clinical psychologist working with children and as a mother of two young kids, kids learn from being given freedom. Kids learn from being given, trust. and from communicating back. Like, we live, thankfully, in a nice, in a safe enough area where our 6 and 8 year old can go out and kind of wander around a little bit and meet friends and go into the playground and that. But we put it just a normal watch on them and say, come back to us, check in with us every half an hour to an hour. If you change location, come back and let us know. And then if they don't, you know, if they don't follow those rules, then there's going to be consequences for that. But I just think, like, what did I, when I was a kid, I learned from climbing walls and not always being where I was meant to be. And, like, you know, learning from mistakes is one of the most powerful tools that we have. And, you know, it's about, like, it's really important to give children the growing ability to be able to regulate themselves and their own decision making. And if they feel like they're being tracked constantly and they can press a button whenever, you know, stuff goes down, then how are they going to learn to self-regulate their own behavior?
Laura?
I do understand Malie's point of view, and of course children do need to learn from their mistakes. I suppose what I'm trying to do is to avoid any tragic circumstances taking place, and I suppose to prevent that happening by having the GPS tracker.
But we can't prevent that forever. Like, I think that's part of the issue. Like, I've just written a book on the growing age of anxiety, and, you know, like, I think part of the anxiety is anxiety from a parent being passed on to children. Children are going to think, I can't be safe by myself. I need my parent monitoring my every move. I can understand how in certain situations it can be a really useful, you know, device to have. But I just, for me, I just, and I'm not, you know, you have, if it works in your family, I think that's great and you make your own decisions. But I won't be doing that, I suppose, with my own kids, and I won't be recommending it to the parents that I see.
No, but let's just put a situation where there is a parent who is just naturally anxious and who's living on tenterhooks all day about their kid. Will they fall in the schoolyard? Will they, you know, get, you know, nits in their hair from studying with someone over a book? Will they, you know, catch COVID-19 in the school toilet? Whatever. And those kind of parents, maybe they just need a bit of reassurance to let them off the anxious hook.
The thing is, reassurance makes anxiety worse. And it actually makes, you know, it does, because the more anxious parent is probably more likely to look at those devices, look at it constantly, or to check up on it and to say, well, you weren't where you were meant to be. And, like, would you like a tracking device on you as an adult to be checking where you are the whole time?
I have one. Because I just learned when Google sent me a message about 3 weeks ago saying, do you want to check your activity? So I did. And they know exactly where I've been. You know, when I went to Cork for an OB, when I went to Athlone, when I went to the pub, they know. And now I know they know, because I went into the log and found out exactly. And anyone can do that. So we are being tracked. But I mean, I think Google cares where I am. That's the difference.
It's just about the self-regulation that I'd be worried about them learning their own way of regulating their own, and also learning their own safety skills. Like, does that person look a bit dodgy? Then I'll move away from them. Or, do you know, like, you know, just kind of learning themselves how to get
on. Are you saying, for example, you get an eight-year-old and they know that mummy or daddy is monitoring everything, so they may put themselves in harm's way thinking, well, my guardian angel parent is going to be on hand if that dodgy character turns out actually to be dodgy?
Yeah, and also just to say, there was a survey conducted by the New York Times and Morning Consult that said that parents who start tracking, interfering, micromanaging their children when they're young will continue their habits when their children become young adults. And you even hear of cases where the child goes to college, they have a lecture at 8 in the morning, the mother or the father is tracking to see that they haven't made it to their lecture, and they're contacting them. Do I really want my child in college for that to happen? No, kids are meant to like stay in bed and not go to lectures sometimes. Like, I just kind of think you learn from making mistakes and from having
I'll come back to Laura in a second, but I'll read some of the comments coming in. Absolutely ridiculous, monitoring a 500 meter walk. Ridiculous helicopter parenting. That's from Maria in Rathfarnham, who is a mother too. Has your guest considered the long-term impact of a child growing up with zero actual independence? Your parents monitor your every move, and being at hand at all times is not independence. If I did that with my kids, I'd worry they won't be ready at all for adult life. Next one. Terrible. Being shackled to your smartphone is a modern malaise, but being tied to your parents at all times is even worse, no matter what age you are. I can't believe what I'm hearing from this lady. Kids with tracking and SOS capabilities. We're living in Ireland, not Baghdad. You have to eventually trust your kids, otherwise they'll never manage to look after themselves. The only kids that need this sort of tracking are kids with extra needs or illness. It's crazy, says Lisa. The biggest risk to children with tracking devices is that they're not learning to assess risk or take risks. That's from another. And another one says, well, just tell the child it's a watch. You don't have to tell your child you're tracking them, and you can still have your peace of mind. Well, in the case of Laura's watch, it is a two-way thing, and the kid has an SOS function, which on the face of it actually is not a bad thing. If it was one way, just SOS when you need your parent, but otherwise, you know, you're left alone. I see no problem with tracking if there's a grown-up attitude to it. Don't be reminding them all the time that you know where they are, and they will soon forget about it. But you can stop worrying, meaning the kids will grow up in a more relaxed environment. It's win-win. Laura, most of the people are kind of against you, one or two in favour.
Yes, and I do see their point of view. I suppose I'm looking at the contrast. I'm looking at parents who are walking their 10 and 11-year-olds to the classroom door for fear that the child won't make it to the classroom. I'm giving my child independence to be able to make that short walk to the classroom from the drop-off location. Mm-hmm. I'm also not clogging up the traffic around the school, which is a huge problem with my two schools in South Dublin. And they won't allow cars to park near the school because of traffic issues and accident issues. So it allows my child, it gives them the independence. I'm not sitting there in the car watching them walk all the way using the smart device. But what I am aware of is if they leave a particular geofence zone that I've set on the watch, that I will be alerted with a message to say that the child is not where they're supposed to be. And in the instance that they wander off when on holidays, in large playgrounds, fairgrounds, in big campsites, in unfamiliar places, it's a particularly useful piece of technology. I remember as a child getting lost in Wexford in a family fun fair and not knowing what to do and standing crying until some other person found me and we went looking for the parent. They helped me look for my parents. But I suppose it does help find a child quicker when they do run off. You all hear the announcements in shopping centres and supermarkets that there's a lost child. Maybe it would help some of the anxiety associated with that.
All right, Laura, thank you very much for joining us. That's Laura Erskine, owner of the consultancy firm The Parenting Experts, and also we heard from clinical psychologist Dr. Mally Coyne.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.